welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. We're going to talk about one of my favorite kinds of trips to plan tonight.
Well, it's one of my favorite kinds of trips too, and I've been on a couple of them. And it's legitimately when you look at the brochure in your head or the video in your head of when you first learned about taking a trip to Disney, these are the groups that you see in your head. They're multi-generational. It's family and extended family. And tonight we're going to talk about how to make those trips special.
And they can be the best of Disney vacations, or quite frankly, they can be the worst of Disney vacations, depending on how you structure it, what you talk about in advance. And we want to get you all to have it be the best of Disney vacations.
Obviously, anytime you travel with a large group or with a group that's not your immediate family, even if they were at one point your immediate family, things can get a little complicated. So I guess the question that I have for you as somebody who not only plans these types of trips, but plans trips every day, all day long for a myriad of groups, where do you start?
You start by having an honest conversation, because I will tell you only about 50% of the people that I work on multi-generational trips or extended family trips actually intended it to be that way. They might not have considered taking anybody. It might be that they didn't want to take anybody, or quite frankly, that they never thought about it. And they've called me, they've booked their trip, we're all good. And somewhere between 2 weeks and 2 months later, I get a call that says, hey, so we were talking about this when we were all together for whatever holiday happened this weekend, you know, fit it in, Mother's Day, Christmas, Easter. And when I said we were going to Disney, my mother and my sister both said they're coming. So we've got those kinds where you're planned and you're ready to go, and people kind of invited themselves on your vacation. Been there, done that? Anybody else?
I
hear you laughing there, Jeff.
It happens.
But then you have others where it is the plan, or maybe you're super lucky and grandma comes to you and says, I want to be there the first time my grandchild sees Mickey. Could we plan a trip and take you guys? So it comes to pass in a different way. But I think regardless of whether they're adding on to your trip, offering to take you, offering that you all go together and all pay your own way, it starts with an honest conversation. What is going to work for you? And I have no magical answer, because some people want more time just their family. Some people have had enough with work and other things, and they're happy to have extra hands with them and extra people helping, and not to have somebody hanging on them all hours of every day in the park. It's totally you, and that's what makes it perfect for you, whatever bit of togetherness you want. But I can't stress enough thinking about it and laying those ground rules out up front. Maybe in my family, even though I'm close in age and siblings, our children are not. So, you know, what is it when you're traveling with two teenagers and two toddlers? You're not all looking for the same thing. So I say to people, think about how much together you want, how much is too much, how much your kids can do together. Think about your parents. You know, there are grandparents that are 50 that are coming along. There are grandparents that are 80 that are coming along. Some of those 80-year-olds have more energy than the 50-year-olds. Think about what is realistic for them. You know, can they do all of that walking? Can you coax them into getting a scooter? Because that'll make it better for everybody. But also think of the positive here. You've got a built-in sitter along with you for this trip.
When you're traveling to Walt Disney World as a family with small children, you know, you're always thinking about, am I bringing the stroller? Am I renting the stroller? And like, that's kind of where the scooter comes in too. Like, we traveled with our extended family, and it was at a moment where, you know, the older part of our party did require a scooter. It's not something they have every day, right? So some folks are a little bit anxious to do something like that if they're not in a wheelchair or in a scooter themselves before they visit the park. So I think getting there and seeing that other people are doing it, if you're not some, if you're not a frequent visitor to Walt Disney World, you may not realize how prevalent the scooters are.
They are. And if you're listening to this and thinking, I'd love to have my parents come or even a grandparent of yours, but the scooter's an issue, I've got two bits of advice that I always say to clients. The first is, remind these people, besides your immediate group that's traveling with you, you're never going to see the rest of these people again. Who cares what they think? Mm-hmm. It's about your comfort, your ability. You know, I say to people, ask your mom, your grandma, whoever, how do you think you're going to do walking 6 miles a day for 5 days in a row? The answer is they probably haven't done that in 20 years.
In possibly 100 degree heat, by the way, too.
Correct.
So that, throw that in there.
The other thing that I suggest is go to your local supermarket, go to your local Target, Walmart, whatever store near you has scooters for shopping, and take a scooter. And again, if they don't want to be seen, drive them four towns away. Let them see. There's definitely a concern. Can I drive a scooter? Will I be comfortable sitting in a scooter? They're not all identical, but that gives them a feel. Most of our clients who go out and do that end up calling me and going, you know, that really worked for me. It takes about 30 seconds to get used to driving the scooter. It drives like a car, except it stops way faster. They definitely will say things to you like, I don't want to slow you down. They're going to slow you down for 2 minutes to board the bus with the scooter. The scooters go everywhere. But then they're actually going to make your trip go faster because they're going to be able to keep up with you. And occasionally, maybe they'll be able to help you get a prime seat for something like a parade.
The honest conversations, we mentioned a couple of them. Obviously, there's no possible way for us to foresee what amount of honest conversations you have to have for your traveling party, your extended family, whoever it may be, in this multi-generational trip. But just keep that in mind, because I think it's probably the most sound advice that anybody could have as somebody who's taken those trips. Sandy, I know you've taken those trips yourself and planned them. So after we do that, what do you think the next steps are?
I think one of the other big honest conversations that nobody ever likes to have is money. Mm. Who's paying for what?
Some families, that's all they talk about, to be fair.
But. You know, what are you covering? What are they covering? Things like a photo pass, all those digital pictures. You only need one for the party. Some families, one person pays for it. Others, they divide it. But the money comes in a lot of different ways, because the next spot that it comes in is, where are you staying? And I can't say this enough. Think carefully before you answer in front of the people that you're traveling with. You know, we hear all the time, we love one big spot where we can all stay together. You know why you're all saying that? Because you don't live together right now. You're all going to say that for the first hour or two. Isn't it great? Look, we've got this space and we're all together and there's no calling from room to room. Are you ready yet? What time do you want to go? It's a very different conversation by day four or day five. So think carefully. We can definitely talk you through that. And as we've said in a lot of our resort shows, staying together typically is not going to be your economical option. You know, especially if you've got multiple people coming with you, you know, two grandparents, four grandparents, your own siblings, aunts, uncles, the bigger the room, the more expensive it is because there's a lot more square footage. So you're better off in most cases, maybe getting your own room, maybe one of you getting a villa so that you have that kitchen if you want to do some things. But again, think carefully. Do you want to be the one with the villa when everybody decides we're going to have breakfast in Sandy's room every day? Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm in charge of, did I buy enough bagels and milk and cereal? And then everybody's ready to go to the park and not everyone's jumping to do the dishes.
But also keep in mind too, that that might be exactly what you do want. You might want to have that space where everybody comes to you. Maybe you're the person that does want to cook two or three meals in your vacation. Like, those groups exist too. So, you know, it's totally, as you say on every show, it's totally up to your traveling party. You have to know what your folks are going to want and need.
And the biggest thing that we get, because again, this is often a money decision. What if we're all paying our own way, but we're not all in the same position to pay our own way?
Right.
It happens in many families. Mm-hmm. So obviously you have two choices. Those with more money can stay somewhere that they might not stay if their family is on their own. But I will tell you, one of the great things about Disney is it's really easy to meet up. We can all meet in the Magic Kingdom in front of Buzz Lightyear at park opening. And I can be coming from Wilderness Lodge, and Jeff, you can be coming from the Polynesian, and my brother can be coming from Caribbean Beach, and we can all get there okay. It's only going to make a difference if some of you are doing a deluxe resort and you're going to be going into Magic Kingdom or Epcot on that deluxe extra evening hours. Otherwise, all resort guests get in early. And as I said, the transportation is super easy so that you can meet up. I would never go to somebody else's resort first to take the transportation together, but very easy to meet up there.
I will say the only play on that I would think might apply, Sandy, is, and this is going to be something you love, things like the Sky Gondola, things like the monorail. Like, for folks that have a group with small young children in the traveling party, like, that becomes part of the experience. So if you've got some folks that are staying at Caribbean Beach and you happen to be staying at Boardwalk and you wanted to take the Sky Gondola system over and meet them before you go over to Hollywood Studios, like, that can be a part of it too. So
definitely, because that's a sequential way to go.
Correct.
But
yes.
I wouldn't do it to go to Boardwalk. From Boardwalk over to Caribbean Beach just so I could get on the bus with them to go to Magic Kingdom.
Totally. Right.
So, you know, some of it is about timing and figuring out where to go. And again, when you're picking a resort, the other thing to think about, especially when you are doing grandparents and others, is what is everybody's plan? This may be your first trip to Disney, but it could be your second or third or fourth. And you've already said to me, we open the park and we close the park. Mm-hmm. Well, grandma and grandpa may not be able to do that. Maybe they want to go to bed early, but maybe they also just want to go back to the room in the middle of the day and then join you for dinner and fireworks and things. So thinking about how easy is it for people that might need to go back. There are definitely resorts that are easier, again, depending on everybody's mobility and comfort level. Is somebody going to go back with grandma just to make sure she made it to the room because she's there on her own? Or how do you want to do that? So I think sometimes it takes a lot more thinking. One of the things that I talk to my team about in training is that when we're planning vacations for other people, it's not about what we like and what our favorite is. It's about what fits all the things that they're telling us. And I think that comes up when you're doing a multi-generation trip. Again, if you're the one paying, I believe in my house, we say, you pay, you pick. I'm paying, you can come along and do what I'm offering or don't come. But when everyone's paying their own way, figuring out what really is the best for everybody. And again, it may not be staying together. You may propose it's not staying together. And then you see that somebody's not thrilled with that idea. So back to the drawing board we go and we find another resort. That's the great thing about Disney. There's so many choices. We'll find the right thing for you.
Well, and I think the one thing that you've said a couple of times that I think is we can't possibly say enough is, who set this vacation up, right? You mentioned in the beginning hypothetical that I'm sure isn't really even a hypothetical. I'm sure it's happened that somebody calls you and says, now all this extended family is coming. You know, are they joining your vacation? Are you the one that is setting the tone for your own vacation and they're going to come along? Or are you now planning this trip for everybody, right? So your day-to-day, what does that look like? Is everybody getting up to try to get into a virtual queue? Like, you know, those are the things that you need to understand about your party before you even get there so that you don't have just a negative experience.
And I think that's really key. And just because you were first, maybe you're not the one taking the reins. Maybe you're okay. Again, maybe it's your second or third trip, so you're okay doing it a little different. But that's really what it's about. But I think you also need to know it's okay not to be together 24/7 just because you all went to the same place.
Yes.
I will say a lot of what we've talked about obviously centers around Walt Disney World. But if you're hearing these things and you're saying, I would love to do a multi-generational trip. I mean, I believe, and I just had this joke of a conversation with my parents this morning when I sent them a 20-room house just outside of Disney that I thought we could buy. It's listed on Zillow for just $11.8 million. And I said to my mother, you always talk about wanting more time together. If we all chip in and we use it 4 weekends a year and rent it the rest of the year, and I'll be very clear, even chipping in, we can't all afford it.
Really?
You know.
Maybe if we get the entire listening audience.
My job doesn't pay quite that much.
Yeah.
If you want to make my mother's day, there isn't a gift you can buy her that will top putting all of her, not her children, her grandchildren in one room at one time. And so Walt Disney World tends to happen for a lot of families. But as I said, sometimes you have budget issues, you have age issues. And so one of the top multi-generation trips that I always recommend is Disney Cruise Line. Mm. It's set up to be together and have your own space. We're going to get up. We're all going to go to breakfast. Maybe the kids are going to the kids club and all the adults are going to the pool together or to an alcohol tasting together or to the spa together. Then we all come back together for lunch. Maybe we all do something together in the afternoon. We do an excursion. We do bingo. We do something. And then we're going to be together for dinner and the show. So to me, sometimes if you've done the theme parks or you're worried about mobility and long hours, Disney's got something for everybody. Maybe it is that Disney Cruise Line trip. Maybe it is a European river cruise with Adventures by Disney because grandma and grandpa, that's what they remember. That's vacation style. And what can be better than them introducing the grandkids to Europe? There's so many options with Disney to have the perfect multi-generational trip. It's a matter of really thinking about whose trip is it? How are you going to do it? And we'll get you there.
Really, really sound advice. I don't think you could possibly have said it any better. Your experience just was shining through that answer. So I thank you for that. Anything else that you want to share with folks before we close today?
My mother needs to cover her ears because she doesn't like my next two sentences about group travel.
Okay.
The number one rule to remember, and I say this when I sit down with multi-generational groups, look around the table. Every one of you is going to have a meltdown at some point during the trip. And they all tell me how wrong I am because, after all, they're the adults and they know better. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people, even if it's just adding one set of grandparents or one sibling and their kids, it's more people than you're used to. It's more opinions, more different styles. And as Jeff said, it might just be 100 degrees out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody will melt down once, even grandma and grandpa. So once I give grace and move on, after that, we have a different conversation. The second thing is, somebody needs to be the cat herder. Otherwise, you could stand around forever. Well, what time do you want to go to the park? What time do you want to go to the park? It's okay that you're the one that's the cat herder every day, especially if it was your trip. You can call the shots. It's okay to say, my family's going to the park. We're going to be at the bus stop at 7:30. Or you're on the cruise. We're going to breakfast at 8 o'clock and then going to the pool for whoever wants to join us. You're not demanding that they join you. It's still your vacation. It's okay to put it out there, welcome them with you, herd them if they need it, and then move on. Because if there's one thing that I can say where I'll give my mother a you're right, it's those pictures and those memories traveling as an extended family that are worth more than anything else that we can do.
I couldn't agree more. You know, these types of trips build core memories for people of all ages. And I know that this is something that you take an incredible amount of pride in helping plan for folks. Thanks for sharing your expertise tonight, and I hope you have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.